From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Is nothing sacred in this economy? Now beer drinkers are having to make sacrifices. They're trading in their fancy microbrews for, well, something more ordinary. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here now. Nancy, so when did beer drinkers start going for the cheaper brews?
Well, Madeline, actually quite recently, by the way, and just for research purposes, I'm actually cracking open a can of beer here so I can relate a little bit.
Hey,
yeah, I wish I could share, but you know, that'd be a cross-country beer run because I'm in Washington, you're in LA. But I will drink to your health.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you were asking when the cheaper beers started getting more popular. Miller's CEO, Tom Long, says they started noticing an increase in sales of economy beers in January, and it looks like that increase came at the expense of higher-priced beers. Long says sales of Miller Genuine Draft, for example, were down more than 10%.
Okay, I'll let you have another sip while I ask you this
question. Thank you.
What? So Miller, Long, they're blaming the economy. They're saying people just can't afford to buy fancy beer.
That's exactly right. And Long says this is a direct result of people having less disposable income, less money in their pockets every week. Now, a lot of people assume that we drink more during tough economic times. And listening to me, you'd think that
Clearly
is the case.
I
asked David Henkes about that today before I started drinking. And he's a food and beverage industry analyst with Technomic.
People drink differently in a down economy. I don't want to say that they drink more or drink less, you know, but clearly there's some behavior modification going on that is coming as part of the economy.
And I imagine, Madeline, there's quite a bit of behavior modification going on when people drink, but that's a different subject. And thus far, all we know for sure is that people are actually drinking cheaper beer.
Cheaper beer. What about cheaper wine? Do you have a bottle of Night Train stashed in your desk?
Unfortunately, I didn't have time to go out and get some wine. I just got the beer. That'll be later. But it does look like people are drinking cheaper wine, and I have that at least anecdotally. I got the picture on wine from Dennis Manuel, and he's a wine rep for Strange Wines there in Los Angeles.
Retailers are doing well now, they tell me, because I think people are buying wine and drinking it at home rather than going out to restaurants and having dinners and drinking wine.
And yes, people are bringing cheaper wine home. Manuel says they are bringing it home. It's in the $10 to $20 range, and those bottles are selling quite well.
But that comes at the expense of the restaurants.
Yeah, and we have some numbers on that. In the first quarter of this year, 31% of consumers said they had a drink away from home. That's down from 42% last year.
All right, Nancy, cheers. You're off to a rollicking start. Thank you very much. Happy weekend.
Bottoms up.
Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.